Hello, everybody. Welcome to the season two of the Launchpad series, where we showcase amazing ISV solutions that are powered by Windows, Office, Microsoft Azure, and other products from Microsoft for commercial customers in various verticals, as well as across industry solutions. So with me today is Johan.
Hello, Baldwin. Nice to be here.
Johan Anderson is the CXO of Pickhit. And as we speak, interestingly enough, we have tons of partner attendees at the Worldwide Partner Conference in Orlando today. So that makes this today very, very special. They're all sharing about ideas on how to build ISV solutions on a Microsoft stack. So happy to have you here, Johan. So I know we talked about this technology before, but for the audience that haven't seen Pickhit before, why don't we get started with what we're going to go through. A little bit about your company background, but more importantly, like what problems you're trying to solve. I know that there are a lot of marketing, advertising creatives, we call it, that have kind of challenges in looking for photos, the right photos for telling stories. So you're going to tell us more about that.
Exactly.
But of course, this is a tech show. So you're going to show some brand new, never seen before demos.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So we'll save that in a little while. So why don't we get started? Tell us about Pickhit, who you are, where you are, and what solution you're trying to bring to the table.
So exactly, as you said there, Baldwin, what we are is that we're a service that tries to provide creatives who are non-professional photo buyers with a solution of finding a correct photo without any hassle and really simplifying the process of doing that when they created PowerPoints or sways or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do, and then also connecting that to photographers all over the world.
And by connecting to photographers, you're saying if there's one best image they couldn't find, you can have your solution to link it to the creators of
yes.
photos to have them bring in photos
exactly.
back in the
yeah.
library. Okay,
yeah.
great.
So what we are trying to do then is to make the process of finding a photo much more simpler, because what we know is that that takes time. Not only that you don't know which photo you need for that particular slide or part of that presentation, but also that you kind of do that tedious work of trying to find one and then you don't. And getting it right is also a problem because Creative Commons is really difficult for people to understand. So we're trying to simplify even the rights process of photos so that the user of photos should never ever have to think about when they use our service, just use the photos.
Right. And for the audience who may not be familiar with the licensing rights, you're talking about, can I use this photo for either a TV ad or a book or a website
yeah.
or even an internal document, internal training material.
Exactly. Right? So it's usually divided between commercial use or editorial use, but we just don't want to care about that. Or you should not, as a user,
right.
care about it.
That's right.
We just make whatever you want to use it for, use it.
Right.
So we're taking that hassle away. And what we're going to show in the demo today is also that this is a cloud-first service. So what we are doing is that when you found that photo, just save it,
mm-hmm.
And you can use it for later when you want to consume it, and so on. So that's what we want to do today. And what we are doing in the ecosystem is that we are creating this accessible market for photos, where we then connect the photographers with the users through a request service that I will quickly just show you today in the demo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have the kind of the business model is that it's free to use. With limited resolution, and then if you want to upgrade to premium, getting more resolution, better photos, or better functionality, you can upgrade to a flat rate mm-hmm. Pay-as-you-go subscription, which is $9.99 per month at this point.
Okay, sounds reasonable price.
It is a reasonable price. We've got some users now, and they are really kind of they said that this is really cheap.
Right.
So maybe we'll increase now. We'll keep it there.
Yeah.
And how it works then is that. As a user, you go in and use those services. You say that, you know, you do a search, keyword search, you browse for photos. If you can't find it, you can then ask for it for that crowdsourced community of photographers that we have. Currently, it's thousands of photographers that we have connected to the service
that
you can request from.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. And then they can contribute that to that collection. But you can, of course, search within that collection because all those photos that are pushed and browsed,
mm-hmm.
they are in that collection forever.
Right.
So it can be used by everyone and at any time. So.
Yeah. Right.
So what we are trying to do then is that the service of Pickhit is about collecting, managing, and distributing your photos. and distribution can be into that PowerPoint and whatnot. So
right.
That's what we are in very short terms.
Great, great. So with that, why don't we jump right into the demo and see this in action. So looks like you have two things you demo. You
want I'm going to show you two things today. Yeah, so one is the Windows 10 client, which we are currently building. So it's a very much a sneak peek, very limited functionality, but it will come out. And then we have the Office 365 add-in for PowerPoint, which we've had for about 2 years now.
Right.
So let's jump over to those and
excellent.
Check it. So yeah, as you can see now, we're in PowerPoint. And to the right here, you see the add-in that we've had for some time. So how you can use this then is that you can, of course, search for the photo.
Right.
Or you can use our little abracadabra here to find that photo to add to your presentation. Mm-hmm. So what it does now is that it took the text that you have inside the selected box, picked out a few keywords, and then made a search out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just insert this photo into our little PowerPoint. So that's, there it is.
Great.
The second thing you can do then, if you can't find that particular photo, is that you can pay for it. Mm-hmm. So what we have, besides our catalog, is that we have 50 million photos from Shutterstock currently available that you can purchase to a rate of $4.99 per photo at this point.
Right.
So that's also possible. So let's just add a photo. Let's not buy it today. What you can do is to try around a few of these photos. The only difference then would be that as you add that to your presentation, you would have a watermark on it.
Until you pay for it, then you get a watermark version of it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how that works.
Right. And that's actually really common, that sometimes we do a storytelling, maybe not for slides, but even for an advertising campaign, the creatives would be picking different photos just to start.
And trying around different versions.
And eventually it will converge to this is the photo we're going
to
use.
Exactly. So you don't have to pay for each and every one.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And the third thing you can do then, of course, if you can't find a photo at all, let's say that we take something totally strange, search for it, hopefully we can't find it, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then you can request that.
Right.
So what you then do is that you tell the users what kind of the photographers on the other end, what it is that you need.
Right.
Good look, something. This is something that you should never do because the photographers would never understand anything, but it's fast to write.
Yeah, okay.
So now it's requested. So now it's out there mm-hmm. for thousands of photographers to actually see and then upload photos to.
Right.
And this particular user, as you can see, he has a bunch of already done requests that are lying here with photos that have come in. So a bunch of time ago, he did wood textures, got 70 photos, and that was added. So that's kind of this app, but now for the new stuff.
Right. Now, before you do that, just speak to the audience how they can get this add-in. I don't think we talked about that.
Yeah, exactly. The add-in is inside the store.
Office store?
The Office store.
Got it.
So you go to Insert within PowerPoint, and then you have the icon called Store, and then you can browse different apps that people have or companies have done for you. Mm-hmm. And we are here at the Editor Picks.
Right.
That's the Picket meme.
That's how they can bring in, if you haven't loaded this add-in call Picket app before. Once it's posted, though, it will always
exactly. Yeah.
Works and comes with a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
In subsequent sessions.
Exactly. Great. So let's quickly then log in as our little Kevin here. With the most difficult password in the world. So now we're logged into our demo environment. So this app is not live yet, but mm-hmm. it's there.
Yeah.
And then let's do something completely different and open up the Windows 10 application.
I see.
So here it is.
So this is the one that I've never seen before.
This is totally
never
new.
Never been shown before.
It's never been shown before, only to my eyes and my designers.
Right.
So here is the application, which then is transportable into your tablet, Surface, into your smartphone.
Right.
And on Surface, this works really nice.
Yeah, great.
So what you do is then that if you want to find something of a photo that you like, you can browse this environment and you can then decide to add this into a collection.
Yeah. which can then be subsequently seen on the office side.
Exactly.
It's a folder.
So first we need to make sure that it understands that I am...
You're Kevin?
Kevin.
Yeah.
And hopefully it does. Yes, so now I'm Kevin. I even got my own avatar.
Nice.
So here I am, selecting a photo. Hopefully it works. And then as you see, here are some of my collections that I've previously done.
Great.
I can of course create a new one.
Right.
Cool photos. And let's add it. So now my photo is added to that collection.
Awesome.
What I can do of course is that I can browse around and I can click on this little icon to select multiple photos instead of just going into every single one, and I can choose to add that one to cool photos.
Right, right.
And if we then move back to our PowerPoint and go into this guy here, as you see, you have the cool photos and the photos that we've added from that Windows 10 application.
From the Win10 application will
is
be
now,
brought up here.
Yeah, so now you can start consuming that.
Excellent.
And adding that to your presentation.
Yep. That's powerful because this helped the exploration or browsing process a lot easier.
Exactly. And
when
I mean,
you're on a Windows 10 app.
Exactly. Yeah. And for demo purposes, we did this on a desktop, but imagine you have that, you're sitting on your bus or whatever it is, and you kind of just, oh, I got this idea, can I find that photo?
Right.
And then you open up that, you add it to your collection, and then you start consuming it within your PowerPoint.
Right. And all that is facilitated not just by Windows on the client side, but also by Azure, which
by
is orchestrating
Azure, yeah.
These back into the office.
Exactly.
Right, right. Great. I'm excited.
So that's that.
So I guess the question for a lot of audiences is when will you get it? When will you release it?
We will have a commercial launch somewhere around fall.
Fall time?
Yeah, fall time. So it's all about testing and adding some more features.
Excellent.
And adding some more cool features into that, which will not be possible to have on the web, such as perhaps Cortana. And,
right.
So let's see what we're able to do.
Okay, we look forward to it. So for the final slide, it'd be good to perhaps share where they can find more information.
Exactly. So if you want to have early access to the application, please just mail me on the Windows10@pickit.me. And we can give you early access as a demo tester and help find it out. And you can also find the add-in on pickit.me/PowerPoint or through that short link which you have there, which will take you directly to the app for add-in.
Right, for the office add-in.
Yeah.
Great, excellent. All right, well, thank you so much, Johan.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to see you again.
Pleasure.
We definitely look forward to seeing this app live very soon in the fall.
Me too.
2015. And until then, please come back and watch more episodes on the Launchpad Series Season 2, where we're going to be interviewing a lot more other partners in the subsequent days here in Orlando. Thank you very much.